Tezayin on the days of Rav Elazar. Obviously, there won't be a shiur tomorrow. And we're going to split these amudim up a little bit differently. And we're going to start before the end of Yud Zayin and then start from there and finish up to the end of the parak the next day, and start from the beginning of the parak and finish the Yud Ches the day after that. That's interesting, and so we'll split it up this way. Amar Lazar, my deceiv, Tein avarechecho b'chayai, b'shimcha esa kapai, Tein avarechecho b'chayai zu kriyishma. That I'll bless you with my life, or in my life, that refers to kriyishma. We'll see one second how the Rishonim learn, the Farshim learn it. B'shimcha esa kapai, with your name I will raise my hands up, that's tefillah. Person lifts his hands up in tefillah. The Moshe came, and if he does that, all of Akasav Omer, the Mochela Videshin Tizba Nafshi, the Lo O, then it's mamish like Chela Videshin, like Korbanos, the Lo O, the Lishin Nochel Shnei Olamin, Olam Azev, Olam Abba, Shinem Arusfos, Sif Seiraninos Yehalel Pi. See Rashi first. Kein Avarechecha. These are two psukim, one after the other. The Slach says that what it refers to is the following. Let's do the Marsha first. The Marsha says that Kriyashma is referred to, where do you see a hint to Kriyashma? Because Kriyashma is basically the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Where it says, Menachos Yotzei Talmud Torah, with Kriyashma, Shachas, the Arvis, Yotzei Vagisa, Boyom Valayim. And Birchas HaTorah, Avorava, is a bracha, and Kriyashma is also Birchas HaTorah. The Iker of Kriyashma is Torah. And Torah is Chay, right? Is Kihem Chayen of Orech Yomein. So therefore, what's it called? Kriyashma is Bechayai, and Tefillah is we ask the Rabbanu Shlom to do our bakasha Slaman Shemo, right? We would want him to answer us not for in our schools, but in for sake of his name. So that's why the second part refers to tefillah, and the first part refers to kriyishma. The Tzlach says that the chiddush over here is the fact that a person, even when he davens and asks the Rabbanu Shalom for gashmiyatika things, his main intention is that through getting those gashmiyatika things, he should recognize the Rabbanu Shalom more and be makir tova to him. It's not that his goal is the gashmiyas. His goal is to use the gashmiyas as a means to come closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. Therefore, mamish becomes like a korban. And the Yalkut Eliezer says a little bit different shot over here. Kein avarechecho b'chayai. Why is that Kriyashma? He brings down from Rav Zalman Mivalojin that when a person says Kriyashma, he has to imagine as if he's being killed al Kiddush Hashem. He says that's the Chatan Rabbi Akiva called Yomai Nitzta'arti al Posek Zeh, means every day that I said Kriyashma, I imagine that I was being killed al Kiddush Hashem. So I had a lot of practice for the time that it actually happened. So a person has to be willing to die al Kiddush Hashem, and he has to imagine in his mind when he says Kriyashma as if that's mamash happening to him. So avarechecho b'chayai, my mamish with my life, giving up my life, that refers to kriyishma. Go on. Rav Elazar Bosan Masayim Tzlusei. Now the Gemara is going to bring a host of things that different Amorayim said after they finished Shmon Esrei. They're additions to Shmon Esrei. And the Tzlach says that there's two reasons why they added these things to Shmon Esrei and why they brought down here. One is that they added so the tefillah shouldn't be keva, shouldn't daven the same thing all the time. That they had things that they added that were their own additions to Shmon Esrei, and that made the tefillah more spontaneous, more something that they wanted to do, not just you had to do it. Okay, there's two inyanim in tefillah. There's the mila of the tefillah, the institutionalized tefillah. Then you say the right words, right, and it has the right effect. On the other hand, there's an idea of your heart in the tefillah. So the additions you add, your own additions, those are also positive. The Rizkor of the Or Sameach also says the same idea, that there's two parts, kinds of tefillah. Well, we'll talk about Shmon Esrei. It says by Yaakov Avinu, v'charbi u'v'kashti. So Rashi says, the Targum says, "Bitzlusi ubausi." Tzlusi is what it says. Basar tzlusi. Tzlusi is the institutionalized tefillah. That's a regular Shmon Esrei. There, the Anshik Nesagola, Mesakinit, every word has an effect, and it's the words themselves that make an effect. Right? That's like a cherub. A cherub is sharp, and it itself has a power to do things. So too, the tefillah is intrinsically sharp and powerful. Then there's ba'usi. Ba'usi is like these kinds of things, where you ask on your own for things that are not institutionalized tefillah. Right? It's your own, comes from your heart. That's ba'usi. That's what you ask for. There, it's like a keshes. It's like a bow and arrow. The bow and the arrow have no intrinsic power. It depends how far you pull the bow. That gives the arrow power. The much kavana that you put into it, that's what makes it powerful. Not the thing intrinsically itself. The words aren't important. You're using your own words. But the main thing there is the kavana. That's like a bow and arrow. So after they finished, the Slach says, after they finished the Slusei, after they finished their institutionalized tefillah, they used to add their own tefillahs in order to make the regular tefillah more of something that was from the heart and not just non-institutionalized. Another reason is, most of these bakashas are ruchniyistika bakashas. Most of Shmoneh Esrei is gashmiyistika bakashas. You want to show that the purpose of asking for the gashmiyas in Shmoneh Esrei isn't for its own sake as an end in itself, but as a means to reach ruchnias. So they finished off their Shmoneh Esrei with these ruchniastic bakashos to show that that was the goal. That was the main purpose of why they asked for things in the gashmiastic things in Shmoneh Esrei. That's what the Slach says. Okay, so Rebbe Lezer, Vosim and Messiah, Slo, say Omer Hachi, Yehi Ratzom Ufanecho Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishkan Bikureinu, Ava V'Achva V'Sholom V'Reus, V'Tirba Gvuleinu B'Talmidim, V'Tatzliach Sofeinu, Achris V'Tikva, V'Tosim Chalkeinu B'Gan Eden, V'Siknenu B'Chavirto, V'Yetzerto B'Olamecha, V'Nashkin V'Nimtza Yichu L'Vadeinu, L'Yira Eshimecha, V'Tovo L'Fanecha Koras Nafshenu L'Tova. Okay, so he says the following, that Shetishkom B'Pureinu, Rashi says, Bipureinu begoralenu. Pureinu means in our portion, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should put in our portion that we should have Ava, Achva, Shalom, Reus, and we should have a lot of Talmidim. So one of the Meforshim here says that the Korban Toda says that before you can ask for a lot of Talmidim, you should first ask that there should be Shalom between them. It shouldn't happen to what happened to Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, right, who didn't have Shalom, and they all ended up dying. So before we ask for Ribui Talmidim, we ask first that there should be Shalom. The Marsha says Pureinu can also mean, Puria means your bed. It means that it should be Shalom Bayis, right? Shalom in your bed. That's the Ikar Shalom. It starts within your home, not only on the outside. Okay? And our end, the Tatzliach Sofeinu, Achris, the Tikva, right, the final goal should be, what's it called, the great hope. The Tosim Chalkeinu Began Eden, the Sikneinu Bechoverto, which are good friends, the Yetzer Tov Bolamecha, the Nashkin V'Nimsa Yichol Levodeinu. So, Yichol Levodeinu, look on the side, Rashi says, what's it called, the Sakneinu Loshin Tikum, what's it, Achris the Tikva, Shetei Achriseinu Tova, our end should be good, the Nira Mashakivinu, we should see the results of what we hope for, the Sikneinu Loshin Tikun, and you should prepare us, set us up, the Nashkim Nimsa Yichul of Avenu Lishamecha, Shlo Yizgaber Olenu Yetzahora, right, we should, the Hirur Halayla, Losur Miacharecha B'yom, the Yetzahora shouldn't be misgaber on us at night, to go away from the Rabbanu from the daytime, Elekishin Nashkim, B'chol Boker Nimsa L'Avenu Miyachiloch, Yichul of Aveinu means we should be constantly hoping and for you, right? Our hearts should be directed towards the Rebbe Shlomo. That's Yichul of Aveinu. And the Aruch on the side here says Yichul of Aveinu. We should find Taivas of Aveinu. Whatever we want, we should be able to achieve. And others say Yichul of Aveinu comes from the Lashon of Yiyachil. The Marsha says Chilu Upacha. We should have Yerushalayim. We should be, stand in awe and trembling of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Okay, and even though lechora, how are we asking that we should, the yitzhara shouldn't be misgaber on us, right? Lechora, those are hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. That all these similar things are that either the Ribbono Shel Olam has to help us, you start, right? Volatayr misayin lo. So you can ask for siyata d'shmaya even on ruchniyistika things, but you have to start. Or you're not asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to help you make what's it called right decisions. That's your decision. But you're asking him to give you circumstances where it's easier to make the right decisions. So whatever it is, you can ask even for ruchniyistika things. And what else here? No, that's all. Okay, right. Rabbi Yochanan Basar Messiah Slusse Omer Hachi. Yiratzon Lufanecho Hashem Elokeinu Shetotzitz Biboshtenu. Rabbi Yochanan, the Marashah seems to learn this is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And he used to, when he finished his davening, he said the following. Ribbono Shel Olam, see our embarrassment, our shame. And he explains that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai lived in the door of the Churban. And the shame of Klal Yisrael is that we're in Golis. The Tabit Biraasenu, see how bad it is to be in Golis. The sislavish barachamecha, clothe yourself in mercy. The siskase bu'uzecha, so he asks the Chora, Oz is din. Right? Rachamim is the opposite. So how do they go together? So he says, no, rachamim is not the opposite of din. Din is what's it called, is one extreme. Chesed is the other extreme, and rachamim is in the middle. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, rachamim does not contradict din. Chesed is, there's no din, the Ribbono Shel Olam just does chesed, without any justice to it per se, is just total chesed. Din is where you only get what you deserve. Rachamim is that the Ribbono Shel Olam mitigates the din, but in the end it's still din. The rachamim makes the din easier to accept. It mitigates it, but it doesn't take it away. So that's the middle. This is ateh v'chassidusecha. So we mention all three things. We mention the din, we mention the chesed, and we mention the rachamim. V'tis azer v'chaninusecha. The Tavol of Lefanecha Midas Tuvcha V'an V'Sonosecha. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should have all these Midos, and his Iker Midos should be that he should do good. All of these things should be for the sake of doing good for us. Rav Zeira Bosan Messiah Mitzlusel, says Rashi, the Tavol of Lefanecha Koras Nafshenu, Kolomer Sipuk Tzorkenu. Koras Nafshenu means Koras Ruchenu, that we should be satisfied. We should have a Nachas. That's what the way it's called today. Okay, the Tavid Barah saying, Utaid of a seat in Lipra Barah Habalim, see the bad that comes upon us. At the Rabchia Vasar de Matzle, Rabchia, after he would daven with Omar Hachi, he would say the following. Yehirat Zombo Fonecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetehe Torascha Umnasenu, Torah should be our umnis, that's the Lashon of Torasa Umnaso, our main occupation should be Torah, right? Even if a person has another occupation, that shouldn't be his main one. That should be just be to make a living, right? To be able to do his ishtadlus. But the main thing, we skip something? So where, what do we skip? Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, Bosser Messiah, Tzlusei, Omer Hachi. He wrote some of Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shalom Nechta, Shalom Nevosh, Shalom Nikole, Neavosein. Right? We shouldn't sin, and we shouldn't be embarrassed if we because if we sin. Shalom Nikole, Neavoseinu. One shot could be that if you sin, especially if you continue the sins of your forefathers, it's worse for them too, because then what's it called? They're held responsible for causing you to sin, and also if you're oches masi avosein biyadeim, you get punished for their sins too. So we shouldn't sin, and we shouldn't be nikolim avosein, and we shouldn't be embarrassed from them, not to be able to face them, because we're continuing on their sins and making it worse for them. And worse for ourselves. That's one way of learning. Another way, the Oruch on the side here says, Yoser, Yoser Miavoseinu. We shouldn't be more embarrassed than our forefathers were. We shouldn't do worse than them. Right? So we shouldn't increase hate. Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Rav Chiyah Basar Matzli Omer Hachi. Yiratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetehe Torascha Umenaseinu. Torah should be our umnes. Ve'al Yedoga Libeinu. And our hearts should not have dove is a tzoris. Val yichashwa einenu, our eyes shouldn't be darkened also because of tzoris. And so that was his tefillah. Rav Basar Tzlusei Omer Hachi. Rav used to say the following. Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetiten lanu chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnosa, chayim shel chilu tzatzomos, chayim sheyesh bohem yiras chayt, chayim she'ein bohem bushol chlima, chayim shel osher v'chogol, chayim sheteivonu avas torah yirashamayim, chayim shetumaleilonu es kol mishalos libeinu letova. This is what we say Rosh Chodesh benching, right? And some people end off the Rosh Chodesh benching b'schus tfilas rav, because Rav was the one who said this tefillah, and in the schus of Rav's tefillah, which we're saying by Rosh Chodesh benching, we want that to be a schus. Some say that it really should say the schus tefillas Ravid, right? And some say that we never find that we say a tefillah, and then we ask that the tefillah be answered in the schus of somebody, or in the schus of the Rav, and that's automatic. We don't say tefillas and then say the schus haRavid. So they say that it was a mistake that came in the Siddurim, because the on the bottom of the page of the Siddur, or in the parentheses after this tefillah, it said, what's it called? Tefillas brachos, beis reish, brachos, tefillas rav. Right? So it's referring that in brachos, this was the tefillah that Rav used to say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And when the Siddurim got reprinted, instead of brachos, beis reish, it became just a beis, and somebody's decided that beis is bischus tefillas rav, or bischus tefillas rav. And that's how it became like that, but that's this is the tefillah. They what's it called? They ask, why do we have to ask first for chayim sheyesh bohem yiras chayt, and then we ask again chayim sheteibonu avas torah v'yiras shamayim? So some say that once you ask for osher and kavod, you have to ask again for yiras shamayim. Before you get osher and kavod, it's enough to ask for yiras chayt. Once you have osher and kavod, you have to ask for yiras avas torah v'yiras shamayim. Others say the first one is just that we should have Yiras Chet. Sheyesh bohem Yiras Chet. The other one is Shetehe Bondu Avas Torah V'Yerushamayim. It's a much higher level. One is that it should just be within our lives, Yiras Chet. But then it should be Shetehe Bondu, means it should be mamish part of us. Okay, and the difference between Yiras Chet and Yerushamayim is that the Yiras Chet, you're afraid of the results of the effects of the Chet itself that are harmful. And Yerushamayim is you're afraid of the punishment that Rabban Shem will give you for rebelling against him. Okay, chilu tzatzamos is basically that we should be healthy, that our bodies should be healthy. Let's call it chilu tzatzamos. Anything else here? No. Okay, let's go on. Rebbe Basar Tzluse Omar Haki. Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Shetatzilenu me'azei ponim, me'azis ponim, me'odom ra, me'pegor ra, me'yetzor ra, me'choder ra, me'shochin ra, me'sotin hamashkes, me'din kosher, me'bal din kosher, ben shu ben bris, ben she'enu ben bris. The afal gav dekai miktsutzi alei du Rebbe. Rebbe said this tefillah, even though he had plenty of people from Antoninus, Roman soldiers who were there to protect him, so nobody dared harm Rebbe, he still felt he needed this tefillah. So you see that you need a lot of tefillahs from people who are azeponim and Mefarshim explained, we want to be saved from azeponim, is the people who are azeponim shouldn't harm us with their azeponim. And the azeponim, that we shouldn't become azeponim. Save us from us being azeponim. We shouldn't have azeponim. And we should avoid bad people, and pegara means things, occurrences that are bad, and the yetzer hara also, and bad friends, and bad neighbors, and satan hamashkes, right, all these things he has to be saved from. A din kasha is we shouldn't have a din against us that's a din kasha, and we shouldn't have a person who's about din kasha, right, even if the din is not kasha, sometimes you're involved with a person who's a difficult person, even if he doesn't have any grounds for his din, still it's difficult to deal with such a person. And it does make a difference if he's Jewish or not Jewish. Ben Shu Ben Bris, Ben Shenu Ben Bris. Okay. Okay. And the Aruch brings down another pshat here on the side, that Midin Kosha doesn't mean from a harsh judgment against us. It means we shouldn't have a difficult din that we're not able to paskin or whatever. Right? We shouldn't have difficult shilas that din kosher, right? We should be able to be done then without difficulty. Okay, let's go on. No Rashi. No, yeah. Ma'aziponim shelo yizgarubi. We shouldn't have people who are mechutzotim who will start up with us. Ma'azisponim shelo yotziu olai las mamzerus. that me'azus pani means they shouldn't say I'm an azpani. They shouldn't bring rumors that the person that's a mamzer and then he's an azpani. So he shouldn't bring up and say we're azepani. She'eno ben bris, she'eno mol. Okay. The afogav the kaimik tzutzi alei the rebbe. Shahayu shotrim omdim b'mitzvos antaninus lahakos lihinokim b'chol omdim alav. Even though Rebbe had protection from the government, still he felt that he needed to say this tefillah. Rav Safra Bosir Tzlusei Omer Hachi. He wrote on Fanech Hashem Elokeinu shetosim shalom b'pamalya shel mala u'b'pamalya shel mata. The Bona Shem, you should put, make peace, perfection, both in the heavens and on earth. B'ein ha-talmidim ha-oskim b'torasecha. And between the Talmidei Chachamim, because the Yetzirah, the Satan, is misgara more between Talmidei Chachamim than anybody else, and his ikar is to make machlokas between Talmidei Chachamim, bein oskim lishma, bein oskim shalo lishma, and make peace between the ones who, whether they're osik lishma or oskim shalo lishma, the chol ha-oskim shalo lishma, yihi ratzon shu oskim lishma, and whoever is osik shalo lishma, yihi ratzon shu be osik lishma. So, this is the first Rashi. The Pamali Shomala, the Chaburis Sore Ha'umos, Shasorim Shomala, Yesh Tagar Benehem, Taketh Yesh Tata Ben Ha'umos, Kedasi Viata Oshu Lilachim Im Sar Paras. We should be peace amongst the angels, because the angels represent different nations, and when they fight, it automatically has an effect on the nations down here, and they begin fighting. So if you don't want wars down here, you should daven that the angels in Shomayim should get along with each other. But Pamali Shomata, the Chaburis Achachonim. And Pamali Shomata is the lower malachim, what's it called? Malach Hashem Tzvakos, who Talmidei Chachamim compared to malachim. The what's it called? They say, who is this? Is it my short tzlach? Let's see if it is. It's the Marsha. The Marsha says there's two kinds of Shalom Lishma. Tosus Be'etzim himself says it. The last Tosus, also Shalom Lishma. One Shalom Lishma is we say that La'olam Yasu Godem, the Torah Mitzvahs, Shalom Lishma, Shemitah Shalom Lishma, Bal Lishma. That's why you do it for Kavod, for ulterior motives. There, it's better you do it for that than not do it at all. But there's another Maimon that says, whoever's Osi, Petorah, Shalom Lishma, is Mutav Shalom Nivro, Shem Nebach Shal Yasu Alpana. Better he shouldn't have been born. So better not to do it Shalom Lishma. There, Tosa says, that's called the Kantor, where you learn with the intention of harming with your learning. With not just for ulterior motives, with negative intentions, to hurt other people with your learning, lakan there, that better you shouldn't learn at all. So therefore, the Marsha says, these two tefillahs reflect that. The ones who are osik, shalom lishma, lekavod, so for them, it's kedai to pray that they should get along with each other at least, even though everybody's learning shalom lishma for kavod, so usually there's machlokas because of kavod, they should get along. But you don't have to misspell that they don't do it shalom lishma because mitol shalom lishma bal lishma. You're allowed to be osik shalom lishma like that. But then the ones who are osik shalom lishma lekanter, and then they shouldn't be learning altogether. So them and them we have a tefillah. They should do it lishma. Rabbi Alexandri Bosser Tzlusei Omer Hachi. He was on the fanech Hashem Elokeinu shetamideinu bekeren ora should put us in. To a into the light, right? Karen Ora, the Marsha explains that a Karen Zavis is what's it called? Is a corner of the house where the sun doesn't shine like it does in the middle of the room. In the corner of the house, the windows don't bring the sunlight in, so it's usually dark, and that refers to Golis. In Golis, we're in Karen Zavis. And we don't have the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam so much on us. So we want to be the Keren Ora. We want to be exposed to the light, which means the Geula. The Al Tamideinu Bekeren Chashecha, don't put us into a corner of the house, similarly, which is dark. Bal Yidove Libeinu, our hearts shouldn't have Gove, shouldn't have Tsar. Val Yachshechu Einenu, and our eyes shouldn't be blackened, and this is all because of Golis. Ika Di Amri, some say, Ho Rav HaMenuna Matzila. This tefillah wasn't Rav Alexandri, this was Rav HaMenuna. For Alexandri, Bosser Masi Amar Hachi, Rav Alexandri said something else. Ribon Ha'olamin, Goli V'yadu L'fanecha Sh'ritzoneinu L'asos R'sonecha. Ribon Hashem, you know that we really want to do your will. Umima Akiv, so why don't we? So or should be east of the Shibut Malchios. The Yetzer Hara from within, and the Goyim from without, don't permit us to do your will. So here we've explained in the passage to see Rashi. Is there any Rashi? The Karen Ora, the Zovis Ora. Umima Akev Shein Anu Osim Ritzonecha. So Or Shabi Itzer Yetzer Hora Shabu Vavedu Hamach Mitzenu. Right, the Yetzer Hora is called So Or Shabi Itzer the Chometz. Right, which is Mach Mitzas. So we explained this many times that Ritzonenu Lasser Zonecha points to the fact that every Jew has within him a part that can never be contaminated, and a Jew always wants to do what's in Hashem deep down, and the most is that the Yetzer Hara can superimpose other Ritzonos. But if you beat away all those other Ritzonos, you get to the person's Ikar Ratzon. His Ratzon never changes through Ratzon Hashem, it's just covered up with other Ritzonos. And therefore the Rambam says you can force somebody, based on the Gemara obviously, the Rambam explains that you can force somebody to do what's a mitzvah, even though it's not kosher if it's done against his will, but forcing him is called his will, because you're just uncovering his real will, you're not changing his mind. You're just taking away the layers of Yetzer Hara and coming down to what his real will was and letting it be expressed externally. And the idea of Sor Shebi Isa, we've explained, there's two kinds of Yetzer Hara. There's an inner Yetzer Hara, you have a Yetzer Hara for things that are normal things to have, and then there's culturally imposed Yetzer Hara. That's called Shibud Malchios, where the Yetzer Hara comes from the outside because what people force on you, not normal things, not things you're born with that you have a taiva for, but things that are a taiva because of culture around you. That's another idea of Shibud Malchios. The Marsha says that the idea of Sor Shabis and Shibud Malchios is, the Rambam says that a person should always be an mid. Right, when it comes to midos or whatever, you should be the median, the middle. Going to one extreme is not good, the other extreme. It says the source of the Isa pushes us to one extreme. Right? It makes the bread rise, it pushes it up. So that pushes us to one extreme of being Bali Gaiva and then Bali Taiva or whatever, that's the source of the Isa. But on the other hand, it's not good to go to the other extreme either. Shibud Malchios pushes us down, makes us shvelim, doesn't give us a chance to have anything in this world, because the goyim take away everything. They make us total aniyim and shvelim or whatever. So you have the Sor Shavisa trying to raise you up to one extreme, and the Shibud Malchios trying to push you down to the other extreme. We ask the Rabbanu Shalom that if we'll somehow get rid of both of those, we'll end up in the middle. That's the best thing. Not shvelim and not the Bali Gai. That's the Marsha. Okay. On. Rava Bosart Sluse Omar Hachi. Elokai Achalo Notzarti Aini Kedai. Before I was created, it wasn't Kedai to be created. The Ashraf Shnotzarti Kilo Notzarti, now that I was created, it's as if I wasn't created. Offer Ani Bechayai Kalachom Misosi. I am dust in my life, and surely after I'm dead. Hare Ani Lefanecha Kichlimo Lebusho Klima. I am before you like a vessel full of busho klima, full of shame and embarrassment. Right? I beg you, Rabbanu Shalom, to help me not to sin more. What I already sinned, remove, take away. But not through yisurim or terrible sicknesses. Don't erase it, that it should need yisurim and chaloyim royim to erase it. Behind vidui the Rav HaMenuna Zutti on Yom Kippur. This was the vidui of Rav HaMenuna Zutti on Yom Kippur, and we talk. I'm going to say this Yom Kippur every time after vidui. This paragraph. Rashi, Eini Kedai, Lo Hayisi Choshu V'Hogim Lios Notzer. Before I was created, I wasn't important enough really to create. V'Achshav Shnotzarti, Ma Hashivusi. What am I important now? Hari Ani Kilo Lo Notzarti. Kal V'Chomer Shmisasi Offer Ani. Morei Kalei V'Hasein. Take away. So here there's a few things. The Marsha says that Chazal said better a person shouldn't have been created. And he explains that because they're more lavim than esim. So if you wouldn't have been created, you surely wouldn't have been over any lav. And that's more than having being able to makayim all the esim. So really better you shave your tass, you shouldn't have been created, and you never would have been over any lav. Your neshamas never would have done anything wrong. And there's more lavim than there are esim. So the Rabbanu Shalom wanted people to be created, so they should be able to do something positive, not just not do something negative. So he created us. Okay, but now that we're created, and we have a chance to do all those mitzvahs, it's kilo lo natzarti, because we don't do all these mitzvahs. So
had we not been created, right, it wasn't Kedai because we would have not done any Lavin, but the Maisa, now that we're created, in order to be able to do Essen, which is a more harsh of a thing, we don't do them anyway. So that's how and then he says, Ofer ani b'chayai, when I'm alive, my chomer, Ofer is the physical, material part of a person, right, is stronger than my spiritual side. Surely after I die and my spiritual side goes away for sure, I'm going to remain just totally material, right? And my body is a kli for the neshama. So I'm a kli male busha. My neshama is full of shame over what my body, right, brings the neshama to do. Okay. Rav Kook, Zatzal, says a nice shout on this. Alokaya chalona tzarti. Hear it as if you never kavana when you say it in Yom Kippur. He says what it means is the following. Everybody was created to serve a certain, purpose in this world. And therefore, his neshama was made for a certain time, a certain place, to interact with certain people. So, Elokai Achelo Notzarti Eini Kedai. Before the time came that I could fulfill my purpose, because the right circumstances existed in the world, wasn't Kedai to bring me into the world. Right? As people are brought into the world in times that their neshama can fulfill its mission. Right? If we would have been brought into the world in the time of Tanoim, Amoroyim, what could we have accomplished? We have been Batul Mavukim. But we're brought into the world in a time when not too many people know anything, so Baruch Hashem at least, we're from the elite of the world. Right? So I always like to say that if I would have been around the world before there were tape recorders, it would have been a waste of time. Because Rabbi Akiva didn't need a tape recorder. People remember what Rabbi Akiva said till today, and it wasn't even written down in his time. Right? It needed to be written. Right? And then, in later generations, you needed to write Torah Shabbat Peh, but you didn't need to hear it over, because once he said it, it was said to the Dore Doras. We reach a Madrega where you say something, it's forgotten in a few seconds, but if you put it on tape already, so it's remembered. So it wouldn't have been Kedai to bring me into the world before there were tape recorders. Now there's tape recorders, Kedai. So that's what he says. And now that I'm here, and now it's the time that's right for me to Makayim my Tachlis, am I Makayim my Tachlis? Akshav Shenotzarti. Kilu lo notzarti. Right? God waited for the right moment to put me on the right place on the stage where I could do my part, and now am I doing my part? That's what it means. Let's go on. Marbury de Ravina Tavi Messiah Tsluse Amarhochi. Elokai Nitzor Lishonim Ra, Usfosai Medaber Mirma, Vlim Kalalai Nafshi Sidom, the Nafshi Koffer La Kol Tie, Psach Libi Bisorasecho, Misosecho Tidof Nafshi, the Satsilani Mi Tegara, Mi Yetzer Hora, Mi Isha Ra, Mi Kol Ro, Samisrakshus Lova Baolam, the Cholachosh Mimolai Ra on the Hera, Therach Sasome Kalpil Nachshul Son, Yulra Tsodim Reti, the Hegyoni Bilifanecho, Hashem Tsuriva Goali. So this is obviously the one that we have adopted, as our tefillah after davening. And Marsha says, what's nafshi sidom? Means I shouldn't answer them. Or it means that they, the people who curse me, should keep quiet. They shouldn't, what's nafshi ka'ofer? My nefesh should be like dust. That I hope that other people look at me like dust, they shouldn't bother with me. Just ignore me. Just leave me alone. Okay? Others say that dust, earth, offer, is a medium for growth. I should use everything. Even the people curse me, whatever, you should have as a medium for growth. I should be like offer to everything. I should be the thing that those things that are mostly negative should, what does offer do? You take a seed, it decays, and then it grows. So I should be able to take all the negative things, let them decay, and then something good, something growth will come out of it. Now, the fact that he ended with the Yula Ratzon Nimrefi, so the Rabbeinu Yonah brings a raya from here, that when you add Tachanunim at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, even though Chazal said you have to say Yula Ratzon Nimrefi at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, but just like you can elongate brachas, right, and put the bracha at the end of the elongation, when you elongate Shmoneh Esrei, you say Yul Ratzon at the end of the Tachanunim, not at the end of the official Shmoneh Esrei. And the proof is here, you see, that Mar Barei de Ravina said Yul Ratzon at the end of the Tachanunim, not before. The Slach says just the opposite. And the Rai Vitaka holds like that. Slach says from Mar Barei de Ravina is just the opposite. He's the only one that mentions Yul Ratzon at the end. Right? The other ones also said Yul Ratzon, so I didn't mention it. Must be because they said you also in its regular place. And they didn't say it as part of their tchina. He added it as part of his tchina. Yulratzon, not because he said it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's a separate thing. Right? Because otherwise all of them should have mentioned Yulratzon at the end of their thing. If it was said by everybody. Right, Dafka over here. So this must have been unusual. And all the other ones said Yulratzon. Well, you're supposed to say it right after Shmoneh Esrei, and that's how the Ravid holds. The halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that you should say Yulratzon immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, before Elokai Netzor. Right? And if you want to say it again, after Elokai Netzor, before Rosh Shalom, say it again too. But the Iker is to say it after Shmoneh Esrei. And the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, that's Ashkenazim, says that Enochinami, the Mechaber is right, it's better to say it immediately again after Shmoneh Esrei. But what can you do? The Minig is not like that. The Minig is to say it after the Tachanunim, and therefore by Ashkenazim, the Iker place of Yulu Ratzon is taka after the Tachanunim, but it's preferable to say it before also. And that way you say it before the Tachanunim and say it again after the Tachanunim. Okay, I think we will stop here. And then Mirz Hashem on Sunday, we'll start from here and go till probably the end of the paragraph.